Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
No, it's fairly devastating now at the moment, all right. You're just trying to get your head around the match and all that, and just like 2 points up in the 54th minute. You know, like, could we had a bit more to kick on, and you know, we left in an awful soft goal, and it's a hard, like, but you look at the players, like I'm so proud of everyone, and they've given us their all year, and I'm very, very proud of them. You know, obviously we've got a nice dressing room at the moment, and but look, they're after losing two great All-Irelands. You know, there's no consolation in this, but you know, like I know, like the conveyor belt is rolling, and hopefully they'll keep going now.
The start of Matthew, and again I mentioned it to Laura, 5 points down after six points down after 15 minutes against a team of Kilkenny's quality, you're not going to get away with that, and we didn't.
No, and like we happened against Waterford in the semi-final, you're saying that was a freak thing, and to happen the second time is just like, It's unreal. But look, you know, again, you have to look at the players, the character. If we didn't have time to draw, possibly could have been a couple of points up. We, like, in that 16, 17 minutes, we had chances of two goals. We didn't take them. You know, there was wrong options were taken. Or, you know, but like, you can't do that in an All-Ireland final. Like, and you know, when they got their opportunity in the second half, they took us, and that's why they're All-Ireland champions, and we're going back again.
Some quality points in the second half, though. That would, you know, Saoirse McCarthy got a point, Katrina Mackey got great points, but just couldn't get enough ahead. And you don't kill Kenny or Kilkenny.
You have to kill him off. Yeah, like it has to be. You know, a 2-point lead is a course of a lead, and it has to be more than that. And we couldn't. And you know, it's very hard to take. Look, it is. To be honest with you.
And how do you? I know it is easy. It's easy for me to ask the questions. It's not hard for you to answer them. But the goal, you know, you couldn't legislate for the way it came. It was too sloppy, is the best way to describe it.
It was, yeah. Like, you have a ball up in the air, and it's kind of hanging, and again, you know, Amy's backtracking and batted out, and like, I think there'll be three cop players back around there, and I felt like a Kenny player, and you know, that's just the breaks. Like, it was the same last year, like, and that's the hardest thing about it. We have to face this again now, and you know, we know how long it takes to heal, and but look, we'll be back.
Looked like a draw though when Katrina got a great point out to level it, but there was still a couple of minutes left,
there was.
And then Aisling. Look, as you said in there, she had the courage of her convictions to take a shot, but maybe one or two steps more and might made it easier for her.
Possibly, yeah. But as, like, that's the thing I would reiterate. And like, you know, Aisling had the courage to take it on. It went wide, but look, she tried. You know, it wouldn't fault anyone. We told them that all the time, that there's never any anyone going to give out to anyone over having it go off it.
This will hurt them, Matthew.
Well, it is. I can tell you that it is. Yeah.
I must say, at the press conference in there, you made the point about what's going on in Tipperary, and we all associate ourselves with it. It kind of pales into significance to what's happening, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make it any easier.
No, look, on a sporting perspective, yeah, it's hurting like mad, but look, when you look at the bigger picture, exactly what happens with you know, a 24-year-old going out playing hurling doesn't come home. It's just, it's nonsensical, really. Like, and you know, our problems are very little compared to that, and that is the, I did say that to the players a while ago, like, it doesn't make a difference to them now, but look, in time again, we'll be back.
All it means, though, Matthew, the players will, they'll probably drown their sorrows for a few days and then get back into the club championship and keep an eye on what's going, and where Cork will be back.
Absolutely, yeah, and I just, like, lastly, just the management we had, everyone did a ferocious amount of work. I'm so proud of everyone, the players. They've been brilliant, and you know, the respect we got, and you know, they were behind us from day one. And like, the one thing we wanted at the start of the year was, we have your back, you have our back, and like, that's the way it is, and like, that's Cork, like, and we will be back. Yeah.